How appropriate. What do you mean? Go ahead, shoot. Only got 5 minutes. Nothing?
Nothing. No, I got
question.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, rivalry with the Steelers, a short week and a huge rivalry with this team. You don't need much for motivation.
Nah.
To get amped up.
No, nah, especially considering they beat us, you know, last time we faced off. You don't need – if you ain't ready for this game, then you have no business, you know, on either one of the two teams. So, but I have a feeling both teams are preparing. We're both getting ready, and we'll see you guys out there Thursday night.
How does the Steelers' offense look on film, and how far have they come just even since the last time that you played them?
Well, I really checked out Ben, and he's looked like he's getting back to – being Ben, you know, shaking guys off and making plays just when you think the play is broke down. So, and I think that's when he's at his best, when he's most comfortable. So, they've gotten a lot better, and we realize that. So, we're going to have to prepare for them.
When a defense goes against a top-tier quarterback like Ben and some of the other quarterbacks, is that when you kind of, as a defense, you feel like you want to measure yourself by when you play?
No. I mean, at the end of the day, everything, only thing really matters is the win and the loss. You know, you can't really measure yourself by because, you know, when we played a top quarterback in week one, it didn't work out so well for us. But, if we'd have got down on ourselves, you know, who knows, we'd probably – be packing it up, ready to go home, but we just knew that was just one game. When you play elite quarterbacks, you do want to play good and firm on defense, and that's just the number one thing. If we score more points than them, then we win. So.
And nobody's sacked him more than you. How much do you really kind of treasure bringing him down?
Being as though he's the hardest guy to tackle, you know, it's something I really take pride in. I'm really happy at it, but it also don't count because I play him 2 times a year. So, I mean, I guess you kind of got to compare against a guy that's not in his vision that you don't see, he doesn't see, you know, every year. So, but like I say, he is the hardest, quarterback to sack in the league. And, but it's just a good feeling, but I'm not sure what's the win-loss ratio. I think he got more wins than me. So, let's see.
It seemed like Joe had one of his better games in the season on Sunday. Is this kind of around the time of year that you guys expect him to start playing his best football and putting things together?
We look at things as a team. You know what I mean? And as a team, we all need to start playing our best football. We all know we need to make a run. And, he's our quarterback. And, you know, we're going to do it on his arm. And we've done it on his arm in the past. And nothing's going to change that way, so.
You've gone 3 games without a sack. Is this a symptom of what they're doing differently to you?
You know what? I was thinking about that too. But, you know, it wasn't like I wasn't winning, you know, because last week I had some success rushing the pass where I just didn't register a sack. So, but I can't get down on myself. You know, I still got games left and I'm going to continue to play. So.
You don't find yourself seeing increasing attention for blockers? It's pretty much.
Nah. I mean, you know, I don't think anybody can count Chicago. You know, it was just. I mean, it was just a terrible field to play on, but me and Whitworth, we've had some battles together, and you know, he just happened to win when we played Cincy, but we won the game, so I take that. And I didn't get one last week, but you know, facing Rex Ryan and not giving up a touchdown, winning 19-3, I'll take that too. But you know, it's like I said, we got 5 left, and I'm going to just continue to play, man, continue to work.
Last time out against the Steelers, they threw some wrinkles offensively at you guys defensively. What's it like to defend maybe the Wildcat or other type schemes on offense that are wrinkles?
Well, it was just good it happened so early. You know, you don't want to have to defend that in a must-win playoff game. So, you know, it definitely – we didn't expect them to run the Wildcat. But what can you do? It's all NFL football. You know, we knew it existed. So now we you know, I think we pretty much got that honed in. We saw it a little bit last week with Cribs, and so.
You consider it a gimmick?
I don't know. It's still around. You know, it's still around. You know, I think it showed its face in 2008 and kind of disappeared. Some teams still run it a little bit, some don't. But who knows? Who knows?
Last question. You talk about Le'Veon Bell and points to shut him down more than you guys did last year.
You know, he's a very patient runner, good back, rookie, you know, big guy. So, you know, we got to play him with patience. You know, before we can, you know, try to tee off on a good back, you know, you definitely got to wait for him to make his move first before you tee off again him. But, you know, in our defense, we still ain't only allowed 1 rushing touchdown. So maybe y'all need to do a little bit more research.